Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here wrapping up our program tonight. We're talking with the boys track and field coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, Brian Peterson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me again, Quinn.
So we are early on, obviously, in this track season. Practice started a week ago, and obviously your team was a pretty young team a year ago. You bring back a number of key pieces that were state qualifiers a year ago, or maybe close to being state qualifiers a year ago. And just through this first week or so of practice, just what's the attitude been like? What's the effort been like? And just what's the overall morale of this team getting ready to go into this track season?
Yeah, no, like you said, young last year. Bring a lot back, and so you know, anytime that happens, we teams are always really excited to get rolling, and that was true this year. You know, they're ready to get firing away. I think it helps a lot that we were able to get outside immediately last week with the weather the way it's been, and I know that can still change and shift, and it looks like it will this week. But yeah, kids are excited. Expectations are high, and you can see that with how our kids come to work at practice.
And beginning with your sprinting group, that was a group a year ago that had some really promising youngsters really kind of bloom into their own. Now you've got, you know, veteran leadership with guys like a Sam Knoll. You see growth from guys who are another year older than Ben Mazeek and Piston Carlson. You got a hurdler and Cody Long that's got another year under his belt. And when you look at that sprinting / hurdling group, just some of the early returns here from practice early on, what have you seen from that group?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, the hurdles probably by the end of the year last year, that and the 4x1 were probably our best two events. And all eight guys return. And actually, it ends up being just seven because Jake Berggren is in both groups. But they have looked the part right now. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to put into that. But, you know, Sam and Heston McElrath, who we're really excited for him, the way he's looked. And then, you know, you got Jake Berggren, a couple other older upperclassmen, Casey Spainauer, and some of those guys have all looked great. But to go along with our juniors and sophomores, who are a year better from being out for other sports and taking the time in the weight room to do the right stuff. So, yeah, we're really, really excited about those two groups. You know, Jaden Strum was our best hurdler a year ago, but then that shuttle hurdle is all back, and they all look kind of rearing to go, basically. Mm-hmm. They've been doing some drill work from the get-go, which is a little bit new for us. We generally wait about a week to get into the hurdles, but those guys were wanting to stay after practice even and start working on it, and then 4x1 last year, end of the season, just outside of our top five best times ever at 44.01. And so, yeah, we're just really excited to have them all back and working now.
And a group that your squad might be underrated in coming in, at least if you didn't follow along cross country season, is your distance group. You got a couple guys, and Evan Voga coming back for his senior year, and a couple other guys that are escaping my name off the top of my head, but definitely appears that your distance group could be a really, really good one here this year.
Yeah. No, I think you're probably thinking of CJ. Lucchese.
Yes, that is correct.
Corbin. And so both Evan and CJ have put time in this winter. It's very obvious from our early training sessions. We bring back three guys that ran at state last year in that distance group, and we're really excited about a couple others in the 4x8 in particular. But that's a group, to be honest with you, that's got a shot at definitely getting inside of our top five in those distance events, whether they be relays or individuals, but also could do some things down in Des Moines for us as the season goes on. CJ Lucchese, who had a great cross country season in particular, and is just a year better, and is really, and then Evan and him just both work off of each other to keep pushing to see how good they can get. So, yeah, we're really, really excited about those guys.
And looking at field events, again, kind of the same theme from a year ago, pretty young group when it came to field events. You bring back a varsity thrower in William Zamzo in the shot put. Maybe also looked at discus. Garrett Nearham also got a lot of time in the shot and disc ring a year ago. Gavin Jeter, another year older, he's got a lot of potential as well. And also you got some of the jumps as well that your team saw a lot of growth in during the season last year. When you look at the field events, just with how much work you've had so far on those events, what have you seen from the early returns from those groups?
Yeah, the throws groups, again, they're still going to be a little bit young, but we've, you know, early returns, Carson Barber has been throwing for us for 4 years, and his early season distances that he's putting out there would suggest he's gotten quite a bit better. William Zamzow, obviously, same boat. And then, you know, Gavin Jeter, who just is a worker. I mean, he's in the weight room working. He wants to develop the skill of throwing discus, and we've seen some really good early returns there as well. Then we haven't really got the high jump stuff out yet, you know, in just 1 week, and probably not going to have done ton of time this week. But long jump, in particular, Cody Long has been spending some time jumping, and he's looked really, really good early in that field event anyway.
And looking at the schedule coming up here for your team, obviously the indoor season really gets going beginning next Monday. You've got the Dickinson Relays up at UNI on the schedule on Monday, and then coming up that Thursday, you've got the IATC indoors at Lead Rec Center at Iowa State to kind of put a quick bow on that indoor season. And just what number, from you and the staff, what is that goal that you and your staff have in mind for when you send your boys to that Dickinson Relays and that IATC indoor coming up next week?
Well, both of them are just early looks at what we can do. You know, generally speaking, you don't get a ton of time to run outside, or, you know, on a full track at this point in the season. So when we're able to get to an indoor track, the first thing that we all want to see is just see our guys run at those full distances, no longer in a gym or a hallway. Now, we've gotten some time outside, so that's been good, but we'll get to see them in a competitive way, and that's always what we're looking for, is see how our kids compete. And that, you know, Dickinson's a great example. We get to go up to UNI, and they'll put you against all classes, you know, regardless. You know, they just put you in by time and distance, and that's who you're competing against. And that's just great for our kids to go into those situations and run against, you know, completely different size schools and from across the state. And then the Iowa State one, we get a chance to see 2A schools in particular that we will see at the end of the season. And so both are very unique opportunities for our kids to compete. But for us, it's just to see where we're at. We know where we want to be at the end of the year. And so this is just our first chance to really see where our older guys or our varsity guys are going to be at. So, just excited to see what we can do next week.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck next week in your indoor track meets.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Brian Peterson, the head boys track coach of the Rolling Story Norseman here on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto. That wraps up our program for this Monday evening, as we'll take you back to regular programming.